Radio Network. We will take some calls in this hour, but it needs to be quick and to the point because I must cover all of this news and information, but also enjoy hearing what you have to say in the different unexpected directions that callers take us in. 1-800-259-9231. I am Alex Jones. We're live here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. And we're very excited to have all of you tuning in today. I want to tell you about some of the new stations that are picking up the show, as well as XM weeknights coming up in the next segment, so be ready for that information. Here is what's coming up in the hour. The most important news, after I cover some other information, that I'm going to really spend the lion's share of the time on is the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are demonizing Bachman of Minnesota, Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, myself, but really a lot of mainline conservatives, and implying that we're dangerous terrorists, that we're going to strike, that we're going to attack. And Paul Watson has written an article detailing how the FBI, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and others were involved with McVeigh. This came out in court documents. They're using crises, stage crises in many cases, to demonize their opposition. And they're trying to demonize the only real opposition to their New World Order program, and that is what is known as the Tea Party movement. And they're worried about it growing, becoming more mainstream. So they're trying to label it as bad. But you saw Rick Perry come to office, back into office, to get the Republican nomination. He'll probably beat the Democrat easily in this Republican state by posing as one of these supposed radical Tea Party people. So we're going to be going over all the Democratic and Republican gatekeeping as they try to demonize the patriot movement in this country. But they can't have it both ways. Republican leadership acting like they're patriots, but at the same time demonizing patriots. That is coming up. Also, you heard Declan McCullough of CBS News, CNET News, explaining to you, and I agree with him, we've got Larry Pratt of Gunners of America coming on tomorrow, that this Supreme Court ruling they're set to make, and they've basically told the world what they're going to do in their arguments, is anti-gun. They're saying, yes, you have a right to have a gun, but we have a right to restrict your right to a gun. This is very, very serious news, so we need to gird ourselves for this coming down the road. I also want to get into the fact they're going after replica guns. We covered that some yesterday, but more on that coming up in the broadcast. Also talk about the Chilean quake. May have shortened the day, may have changed how fast the earth rotated. That's out of CBC, Canadian Broadcasting News. And I'm getting a lot of emails and calls a week into this saying, well, Alex, or less than a week into it, or 4 or 5 days into it, you know, Alex, is this an earthquake weapon? Well, the government says, Secretary of Defense Cohen told the Army Times they have earthquake weapons in 97. I don't know. It's been reported that that's some of the things HAARP can do. But if we continue to see big cities being hit by unusual earthquakes, but I mean, it's natural, though, to have a lot of earthquakes. So I don't know. I know the government says they have this. I know in countries that have these earthquakes, they say the sky lights up before it happens. That's never been seen before. That was talked about on CNN and MSNBC. We'll be playing that clip coming up, because that kind of gets into conspiracy theory area, and I don't cover that much, but when the government admits they have these systems, it's just like they declassified chemtrails to a certain extent. Oh, yes, we're doing weather modification. Yes, we're spraying you to save you from global warming. We're geoengineering, as the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, has been saying. So we're going to get into the Second Amendment issue. Then we're going to get into the demonization of true Americans and how I believe they're going to stage a false flag terror attack very soon to be blamed on us. The whole stack thing could have even been that. A lot of evidence points towards that being a false flag inside stage provocation. Jason Burmes will join us for about 10 minutes towards the end of the show to go over the Cybersecurity Act, because even Declan McCullough wasn't aware of what was in it. So we've got a job to do to let everybody know what's really in this bill and just how bad it is. Yeah, we're weirdos. We read the bills.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we don't know exactly what the Supreme Court ruling will be in the next few months when they release it. But in the last week, they've been hearing arguments on it, and court watchers from the Associated Press, anti-gun groups, pro-Second Amendment groups, all agree that it's bad news. Some of the media is billing it as pro-Second Amendment. But if you read what the justices were saying, including Scalia and others, they are saying that states have substantial latitude and ample authority to impose reasonable regulations, said Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was among the majority. And they talk about other previous rulings. And it appeared that all of the justices agreed, and then this may be some type of unanimous decision when it comes out, that, oh, yeah, you got a right to keep and bear arms. It is an individual right. But if we want to locally or federally totally restrict it down to almost nothing, we can do that. And that's why the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, and others have now come out and said, oh, we kind of like this ruling. You see, there were never had to be rulings at the federal level about the Second Amendment because everyone knew what it meant. And so when they say there's never been a ruling on the Second Amendment until a year and a half ago with the D.C. versus Heller, and in that case, you know, people's own homes, their businesses, they would be robbed, raped, killed at gunpoint because D.C., New York City, and Chicago all have the highest crime rates in the country because they have absolute gun bans in place for the citizens. And the criminals don't follow the law. And they understand that. And look, it's simple. They want you to be their slaves. They don't want you armed. It's the same all over the world. Every country in the world has banned or is moving to ban and restrict people's right to self-defense. And the police will tell you, all the federal and state courts have ruled over and over again, police have no responsibility to protect you from the commission of a crime, rape, robbery, murder, torture, any of it. They are there to respond after laws have been violated. And that's why in court cases, people sue saying the cops didn't show up for 20 minutes to my 911 call, and, you know, my daughter got killed. And they say, well, they have no responsibility to. We have a responsibility to defend ourselves, and they want us domesticated as a society. So we've gone from, if you looked at polls 30, 40 years ago, people kind of got brainwashed about guns for a while. It became trendy to be anti-gun until people saw how crime went up when they started restricting guns. And the polls were pretty much 50-50. Now the polls are in the mid-70s, and it's growing every year, where the vast majority of Americans know the Second Amendment is good and want no laws. They don't even want felons barred because they know felons will still have guns regardless. They don't want their rights touched. They want their right to defend themselves back. And they are going to fight in the courts and in the court of public opinion to defend it. And so the government's kind of shut up on the surface about going after guns, but is using the ATF to restrict legal importation of firearms, to harass gun dealers, gun manufacturers, to go after states like Montana and Tennessee and others that are passing laws or have passed laws saying they can manufacture their own guns in their state outside of federal control. Then the feds try to use the Commerce Clause to come in and shut that down and not allow that. So the fight is on for the Second Amendment. The American people know this. That's why, what is it, 16 million guns the last year and 3 months since Obama got into office? He got in office 13 and a half months ago, but after he got elected back in November, it's about 16 months. Since then, you've seen a million guns a month being sold. You've got over 200 million guns in the country, over 150 million gun owners, and they've got a big problem. Now, anywhere they can, though, where there's not a lobby or anybody to protect the Second Amendment, they're going after it. Like the case in Oregon, where the guy for years has been importing to their toy store airsoft BB guns. They don't even shoot real BBs. The ATF has no regulatory authority over BB guns. They've now grabbed toy guns that shoot plastic pellets and say there's no law, no judge, no jury. We're just doing what we want. And I played the ATF officer basically saying, well, this gun's scary. It looks like a real gun, so I'm going to ban it because I'm God. Kind of like the Austin police chief with the ATF shutting down an 18-year-old gun show with no law, just saying, I feel like it is shut down. But look at Canada. This is from the CBC. Replica guns should be licensed, Safety Council says. Replica guns should be licensed and registered, just like the real thing, says safety advocates and police. That's the government that thinks we're their slaves. In recent years, police officers across the country have shot and killed several people holding guns. They later turned out to be replicas. Well, I mean, so take everybody's rights because somebody might be hurt. Again, that's how they do it. So we see these deceptive headlines about U.S. Supreme Court set to extend gun rights. But then you read deeper into the AP and ABC News articles, it says, oh, but they're allowed to restrict your right. You have a right to turn your guns in. You have a right to be disarmed. You have a right to have a disassembled gun locked in a safe that you can never use and you can't take it out and shoot it. Basically what's happening in D.C. now. In other scary news, New York Times, EU clears biotech potato for cultivation. The European Commission began a new push Tuesday to allow farmers in Europe to grow more biotech crops, clearing a genetically modified potato for cultivation despite persistent public opposition to the technology. And folks, every one of these tomatoes, potatoes, corn, you name it, in every study, reduces fertility or outright sterilizes rodents, guinea pigs, rats, mice that it's fed to. There's massive studies about honeybees eating the pollen from GMO Monsanto corn and dying. Just one example. That corn grows in it a natural pesticide that kills bugs that eat it. But then you, a human, it's supposedly safe, they're saying, for you to eat that. When every major director or subdirector of the FDA in the last few decades has been a former Monsanto executive, and Obama just appointed a new one over all the regulatory affairs, who will decide. I mean, this is a disaster. And you have the globalist deceiving the public, saying, look, GMO, cross-species, you know, where they put insect genes in corn or human genes in salmon. I mean, it's wild. Sometimes they stack hundreds of different animals and insects into one plant and all these genetic traits. What fake conservatives do is they say, oh, that's all a liberal thing. You know, they're lying. They're demonizing. No. Obama's supporting all of this. Europe, the people don't want it, but their governments are forcing it on them. It's a nonpartisan issue. And what Limbaugh and others will do, I've heard them do it over and over again, they'll say, look, George Washington Carver crossed different types of sweet potatoes and different types of varieties of wheat and different varieties of watermelons and different varieties of squash and different varieties of soybeans. And, well, yeah, I mean, if you take two different varieties of plant and mix them naturally through pollinization, that's completely normal. That's natural. That's like dog breeding. You take different dogs and breed them together to get a new type of breed. You're still dealing with the original genetics of canine familiaris, the dog. When you breed different types of cows with cows, other cows, you're still dealing with the original water buffalo. You're still dealing with the original bovine species. But when you take spider genes and put them into goats, so the udders, the breast of the goat, produce body armor, and the goat is now part spider, or you make pigs part human so you can take their hearts and transplant them in humans. That was done 20 years ago. And it causes new viruses. It allows cross-species, different diseases and viruses to spread. And this is the real threat societally. And you're worried about terrorism or nuclear weapons? That is nothing compared to genetic engineering, nanotech, and the globalists could care less. They're just running headlong with all of this. And every major GMO crop they bring out, for some reason, happens to reduce fertility in all mammal species. And you got these big Fortune 100 companies always having conferences about how they want to forcibly put stuff in the water to reduce world population. The White House science czar writing 1,200-page books about it, proposing doing it. They're already doing it through the food. This is being done by design. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into today's top news. I believe the establishment is getting ready to stage false flag events, false terror in America, to blame it on conservative, libertarian, patriot movement. And again, even Michael Savage has figured this out, and he's talking about this almost every day. People send me the audio clips. And if we can get the public to wake up to this tried and trusted tool, the czars in Russia 100 years ago would blow up a building, blame it on their enemies, round up thousands. The communists did it after the czars left. Hitler did it. The Reichstag, to launch the war against Poland at Gliwice. Our government has declassified that they do this, and they demonize anybody that ever brings up government-sponsored terror. Anybody who ever brings up the fact that this is possible, that governments have done this in the past, and that they have a motive to stage crises to scare populations into submission. But people better wake up to false flag terror and realize it's part of history, it's real, and it goes on. And if we have a full awakening to this, they won't be able to do this anymore. That's why they hate 9/11 Truth so much, because it's damaged this program of control that they are engaging in. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm going to get into this key news and break down the possible political futures that the different paths that we're on, many of these lines intersect. We'll be right back, InfoWars.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is March 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1142.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1173.31, 586.65 for a half ounce, and 293.33 for a quarter ounce. 1173.31, 586.65, and 293.33.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-6 Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
So the American people are angry. They know private offshore banks engineered the housing collapse, stole tens of trillions of bailout money. It's not $700 billion. They're discovering that they're being robbed by design. This is a global move. World governments being openly announced. The head of the IMF calls for a new global currency with the banks run and control, giving them even more power. And what is the system going to do? When we got the internal Homeland Security documents, when we got Army documents, they're spying on Ron Paul, the Tea Parties, they've got police with sound cannons and microwave guns out at the events. Anybody tries to peacefully protest the G20, police dogs are used on old women. That's coming up in our film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We are the American people. It's our right to run our government. It's our right to kick the foreign bankers out. It's our right, like Iceland, to say we're not paying back this money. We don't owe it. Will we go like Iceland, who's starting to say no, or like Greece, openly run by Goldman Sachs, that set them up in the financial derivatives that have now destroyed them? And so the Republican and Democratic parties are all putting out public statements that we've got to keep extremists out of our parties, these anti-banker people, these anti-Federal Reserve people. And we've got to do something about them. And they're evil. And the Oath Keepers are bad. And Sheriff Mack is bad. Why, he's going around to sheriffs explaining to them they don't have to go under federal control. And we've got FEMA and NORTHCOM and Homeland Security and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and PDD 51 that states the federal government's going to come in and suppress the states. Because they know the number one move against the New World Order is by the 50 states, one by one, they're starting to do it, to say no to the federal government, no to their high taxes, no to their carbon taxes, no to their unconstitutional regulations. And so people are waking up. People are getting angry. So they're doing a double game here. You've got, I've heard Pelosi now saying she likes the Tea Party and some of the people in it. She knows why you're mad. You're no longer AstroTurf. You've got, and she said, what I meant by that was it's not real grass. It's not real grassroots. Not that I'm walking on you. And we've got Rick Perry saying, let's secede, which isn't 10th Amendment. I mean, you could under the 10th. We're just saying have the states say no to tyranny. But he's saying secession, fight the New World Order, fight the Bilderberg Group, fight the Trans-Texas Corridor, which he's the author of. So simultaneously, he got the Republican nomination yesterday by posing as a patriot when he's a consummate insider. Separately, I heard Kay Bailey Hutchinson's capitulation speech last night. She thanked George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush. She thanked Henry Kissinger for all endorsing her. That does say something for Perry, actually, but he's bad news. The point is, he ran with an anti-Washington bent, knowing it was the only way he could win. Okay? And so Republicans are kind of this double game. Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, Governor Perry, and you watch, Perry and Palin are both running for president, guaranteed, in 2012. They'll announce it in the next year and a half to 2 years. They're being positioned right now. Out of one side of their mouth, they say they lead the Tea Party so they can demonize the birthers and other people they don't like, when that's the majority of the Republican Party's been polled. They're saying the majority of their party's bad. They're there as the gatekeepers. And evidenced, the evidence of this is, here's a headline, London Guardian, Republican right-wing activists help secure Texas for Rick Perry. Moderate Republicans face being displaced by candidates backed by Tea Party and other grassroots right-wingers. What we really are is constitutionalists. So the establishment, the New York Times, London Guardian, everywhere is freaking out saying, oh my gosh, these right-wingers, that's a label to make it left-right and divide and conquer people. No, we're patriots who are against the foreign corporate takeover known as the New World Order against our country. Here's a Politico article. Give me a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Conservatives target their own fringe. And this goes on to demonize mainline people like Tom Tancredo, former Republican congressman. And they're demonizing Ron Paul in these reports. But here's the deal. Ron Paul got a record for Texas Republicans. 80% of the vote in the primary, with three Republican Party-funded neocons posing as Tea Partiers, showing the public can differentiate a real constitutionalist versus a phony one. Okay? When we get back, I want to go over the setup here. See, the Republicans know that their grassroots is constitutionalist and wants to really take the party over and fix America. They're there acting enough like us to keep control so they can also demonize true constitutionalists. Now, they want to set us up, and that'll be with a staged terror attack blamed on the Tea Parties.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. So they've had Republican Party spokesman Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, everybody else demonize the birthers because they're really worried about more than half Republicans in polls questioning his birth certificate. At the same time, they're not having success demonizing the American people and folks that are identifying the New World Order. They're openly announcing world government, but then calling it a conspiracy theory if we don't like it and don't want an unelected tyrannical world government ruling our lives. And so if you go back to Oklahoma City and other events, the government clearly orchestrated and provocateured that event. Paul Watson has an article that breaks all of this down that is up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled Southern Poverty Law Center Report. Heavy on smear, thin on facts. And it goes into the government documents and mainstream news articles about the FBI being in Oklahoma City, sworn federal affidavits that they were running McVeigh, that he was a federal officer. It's all in here. So I can tell you politically that I am seeing the media put out the talking point through right-wing and left-wing establishment news channels, predominantly cable news. And we have Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are saying we can provocateur events, criminal events, and blame it on our political opposition. And there's no way they're going to be able to make everybody feel sorry for the government and have the pretext for the police state and to openly roll out Homeland Security against conservatives and libertarians and gun owners that their internal reports say they're really set up for. That's their main mission. There's no way they're going to get away with this without staging events in this country against IRS buildings, against government buildings, against capitals, state capitals, federal capital in D.C., against the military. So the government can feel sorry for itself and believe there's a real threat out there and then demonize the Patriot Movement. Because the Patriot Movement that's been around for decades has been right about the world government, did their research, understand the threat we're facing. And, folks, there's all these neocon publications that are attacking me. The big GOP news site did it. Cliff Kincaid, who, by the way, I want to get on and debate this guy, demonizing Oath Keepers as extremists when they're milquetoast. I mean, they just call for following their oath. It's incredible. And you see top Republican strategists. In fact, here's the Politico headline. Conservatives target their own fringe. So you've got Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews on some shows we played clips of here mirroring the exact talking points because the Republicans and Democrats work for the same big establishment, and it's their job to create the illusion of choice and to manage the public. Now, I want to play a few minutes of this MSNBC report with Potok of the Southern Slime Center demonizing people. And in their report, again, mainline Republican congressmen are demonized, mainline Americans, just mainline. You criticize anything the government's doing, you may be a dangerous terrorist. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
It says right-wing extremist groups have gained even more support in the USA over the last year, fueled in part by anger over the troubled economy, the nation's first black president, and immigration issues. It's raising concerns over a potential rise in anti-government violence, like that deadly attack on an IRS building in Texas last week. I'm joined by Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the author of the annual report, Rage on the Right. What stands out to you this year in terms of these groups who are truly angry at the way they see the government acting?
Really, what stands out the most is just the scope of the thing. I mean, there has been an enormous growth in groups on the radical right of all kinds in the last year. When we look at the whole picture, though, the most astounding growth has come in the so-called patriot groups, the militias that all of us remember from the 1990s. You know, these groups had very largely, if not disappeared, at least gone quiescent. But what we found was 363 new groups in the last year. That's a 244% increase
in
a single year. And at the same time, we saw a lot of growth on in other types
Americans
of
Americans are getting upset. How dare them?
Patriot groups. I mean, are these just
as they show a smoking
groups?
IRS
what
building?
What is it about them that concerns you in terms of the threat they represent?
Because he's high up on the mountain and he tells us what to do.
Well, the self-named Patriot Movement is really the movement of which the paramilitary wing was the militias. So, you know, basically the Patriot Movement is a movement that sees the federal government as its primary enemy. And
by the way, our whole country's going bankrupt. There's 30 million illegal aliens. He says you're evil if you don't want open borders.
And so on.
But Mexico will arrest you for no reason.
It may sound like a benign set of beliefs. The reality is that the Patriot Movement back in the 1990s produced an enormous amount of criminal violence, all kinds of plots and so on.
Oh, really?
All based on these
Southern Poverty Law Centers and federal documents.
About what
part
the government
of?
Was up to. Joseph Stack, the man who flew the plane into the IRS building in Austin, is an example of those kinds of beliefs. Many so-called patriots believe that the federal income tax is completely unconstitutionally illegal.
We didn't have it until 1913. We built our whole country without it. Most of Americans didn't pay it until the 1950s. It goes to offshore banks on interest on imaginary debt. For our country to create money, debt is created to private banks. And that's all this guy is. Oh, you don't want foreign banks ruling you? You're an extremist. Continue.
Investigators produced a lot of havoc.
You know, the investigators in that case, Mark, characterized that as criminal activity. But what we saw in the 1990s with Timothy McVeigh and what happened in Oklahoma City at the Murrah Federal Building was very similar. A vehicle being used to attack a government building because of anti-government extremism. Are you concerned about domestic terrorism, and are you concerned at the reluctance on the part of investigators to label these kinds of incidents terrorism?
Well, look, in the Joseph Stack case, one could argue about it because there's certainly evidence in both directions. Joseph Stack was a man, according to his kind of a suicide note, who was angry at a lot of things, the Catholic Church, unions, corporations, and so on. But he kept circling back to the idea of it was the IRS and the government was the enemy. So am I concerned? Yes, I am concerned. We've seen a great deal of at least attempted domestic terrorism, I think an obvious rise over the last 12 to 18 months. A lot of that has been connected to the essentially the rise to the White House of a black man. There are many people who are angry about that, and also angry about the demographic change that definitely is occurring in this country.
Immigration.
So, you know, yes, I worry about
that. Okay, so there you go. You don't like paying for 30 million illegal aliens, basically all on welfare. All the studies show sucking more money than they put in. You don't like the police state. You don't like banks stealing trillions. You don't like losing your job. It's all because Obama's black. You're a racist. Meanwhile, the left never tells you that they fund the abortions of more than half of the black people. Less than half the blacks that are conceived are born. But let's not talk about 16 million black people killed. Let's just say, oh, you don't like the banks raping you? You don't like black people. This is a poverty pimp. This is a race baiter. This is what they do. This is how they operate. These people are sickening. And they're going to stage events. The establishment is going to stage events so they can play the part of the good guys and demonize everybody. So that's why we need to be non-violent, ladies and gentlemen. But if the CPS is dragging your kids away for no reason to their rape rooms, you defend yourself, it's called terrorism. You tell a census worker you're not going to answer all their questions, they violate your Fifth Amendment, you're a terrorist. You don't like the Federal Reserve raping you, you're a terrorist. You don't like being a slave, you're a terrorist. You don't like the government ignoring the Constitution and warrantless wiretaps and the Patriot Act, you're an evil terrorist. You don't like the IRS taking your property without due process, you're a terrorist. You don't submit to everything they're saying and doing, you're a terrorist. And, you know, this ties together. I've seen a few mainstream news articles misquoting me, saying Jones says the Haiti earthquake was a government weather weapon. I mean, that's the type of stuff they're throwing at me. So I thought that I would talk a little bit about this today. In fact, I'm going to play one of the caller questions that we had come in. The first one was from Cheryl. The caller asked if Alex believes the sudden onset of earthquakes may be related to HAARP. Now, it was Hugo Chavez reportedly said he thought that could be a weather weapon. And the reason I talk about this sometimes is Secretary of Defense Cohen told Army Times in 97 they have these weapons. I don't know. Other people have been pointing out that you keep seeing lights in the skies over places that are hit, but you've got giant tectonic plates. When you walk across the floor and there's static electricity, you can shock yourself. Well, imagine giant plates are moving. The aurora borealis in the northern hemisphere is caused by the magnetic field from the mass of the Earth. So, of course, you're going to see an aurora, and this has been reported for more than 100 years. So just because they're seeing lights in the sky over Haiti or over Chile doesn't mean that these are weather weapons. And I've said it again. The news will say that I'm saying it was a weather weapon. But let's go ahead and play this lady's question. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. And after this flurry of earthquakes, I became very concerned because I find it very unusual, the size and the frequency. And so I looked it up on the Internet about any possible cause man-made. And I came across the HAARPS project and read about some of the Jesse Ventura comments on it. Anyway, I wanted to find out if you believe in HAARPS is contributing to the recent earthquakes. Thank you.
Okay. We know that the government says they have this power. That's on record over and over again. We know they now admit they're chemtrailing, geoengineering the planet. Just go to YouTube, type in geoengineering John P. Holdren. You'll see White House press conferences. But no, we don't know if this is man-made or not. It's probably natural. The bigger issue is, notice the government can't and won't protect you, whether it's Katrina or any of these events. You've got to be ready to take care of yourself. But I do want to play this MSNBC clip where one of the witnesses did see these bizarre lights in the sky, and a lot of people reported this before the Chilean mega 8.0 plus earthquake. Here it is.
Joining us now live from Santiago, Chile, via Skype is freelance journalist Cecilia Lago. Cecilia, good morning to you. Let's get the very latest from your vantage point. What are you seeing and what did you feel earlier today?
Well, good afternoon here. It's 1:10 p.m. here in Chile, and this whole thing happened at our time was 3:30 a.m. in the morning. I was sleeping, as most of us, of course, here in the country, and all of a sudden I started feeling this tremor, and since we are really used to tremors because this is a land of earthquakes, just as in the Central America it's a land of hurricanes and tornadoes, for example, this is a land of earthquakes and tremors. So I just said to myself, okay, I'm not going to do anything until it gets really serious. And well, it did get serious, but I still was laying in bed. I was just so shocked because it was totally paralyzed. I didn't really know what to do because I was expecting all of a sudden, you know, just seeing my neighbor maybe getting through from the roof to my floor or whatever. It was so, so intense, and I was seeing the sky changing colors, and it was really sort of an Apocalypse Now thing.
Huh. So, Cecilia, that sounds pretty frightening, but was it a sharp jolt, or did it just sort of build, and how long did this last?
Well, I've been discussing the duration, the lasting of the earthquake, because for me it was sort of short, maybe no more than 40 seconds or so, especially the more intense part, probably half a minute, as I said, no more than 40 seconds, but the whole thing, which starts really...
You can watch the whole clip where she talks about lights in the sky. The point is, we don't know if that's the case. Let's go ahead and play another clip from a caller from Quebec, Canada. Caller asked if the Copenhagen tax is passing in a form of gas tax in Quebec. Let's go ahead and play that question. Here it is.
Greetings, Mr. Jones. I just want to inform you on the globalist agenda here in Quebec. Quebec just passed, Quebec is in the eastern part of Canada. They just passed regulation, even though the rest of Canada and Quebec on a local level passed regulation that's going to increase gas prices by 12 cents. That's the Copenhagen tax. So thank you for your time. Bye.
Absolutely. Hundreds of taxes, cities, counties, states here are doing it outside the law. Obama's using the EPA without any law to just do it. Incidentally, I'm going to have Burmese in for about 20 minutes on the cybersecurity bill tomorrow. I want to be able to go to some actual phone callers here in a minute, but we do from time to time play calls from the comment line, which is 512-646-4444. Now let's go ahead and play one final comment or question from Robert. He asked if governments can call the National Guard troops home. Here it is.
Alex Jones, this is Robert from Utah. I have one major request, hopefully. It can be done by somebody that might listen. Can the governors call our troops home? Can the governor call our National Guard troops home? I mean, I believe we're on the verge of a civil war. Can we get our Utah troops home?
Now, to answer that question, yes. Until they put in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act in 2007 that they've reauthorized since then, saying that the president and the Congress can remove governors and appoint governors and controls the National Guard. This is the total illegal federalization of everything. Now let's go to live phone calls. Let's talk to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you very much, sir. I voted for Deborah Medina yesterday, and like a lot of the other info warriors out there, I was pretty discouraged. You know, we understand the hit piece that was played on her by Glenn Beck. But that being said, I want to know, can we be sure that Glenn Beck is an actual, I guess, a conscious tool for the globalists? Or is it possible that he sincerely believes the things he's saying, however disillusioned he may be?
Well, your phone is really bad, Ray. Specifically, are you saying? What are you saying?
I want to know if Glenn Beck is actually a tool for the globalists, or if...
All right. I appreciate your call. It's nice to get a prank call. Whatever that does, sir. Look, Glenn Beck is positioning himself, just like Rick Perry or Sarah Palin, to act like they're the opposition to the New World Order when, in all their real actions, they support it. New taxes. Glenn Beck says he supports the bailout. He says he's worried about Ron Paul supporters demonizing us. It's all, they're following the same script, just with different tweaks. Kevin in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to say that we need to really, like you've said, be pretty wary when they start to really push the Iran thing and start to really, you know, make a lot of mentions of Iran and stirring up that whole pot.
Yeah, 7 years ago we heard all about the WMDs, and here we are again hearing about WMDs.
Right, yeah, and somehow people just don't get it. Oh, that thing again. Well, maybe this time it's true. But I think they'll probably, you know, my guess is they're going to try to push some sort of staged event that ultimately they're going to be able to try and blame on Iran and somehow tie in with the mythical domestic terrorists so that they can get more enforcement here at home on top of whatever they would normally do and then push their illegal war with Iran. So
I agree. The U.S. is a captured vessel used for tyranny worldwide. We've got to take our country back. Thank you, Kevin. Very well said. Nick, Tim, and Spirit of 1776, stay with us. Final segment.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Look at who the Southern Poverty Law Center demonizes as if they're terrorists and says they may go after people. The Constitution Party, they list each state. the John Birch Society, Oath Keepers, We the People. I mean, most of these are just completely, I mean, I wish they were more radical. I mean, all they're doing is exposing the private IRS, the private Federal Reserve. They list We Are Change, which is an anti-globalist group, completely peaceful, alternative media. I mean, look, they want you to sit down and shut up, or they're going to call you names. But the good news is nobody listens to Potok and all these people anymore. They're discredited. The American people are learning who their real enemies are. So go ahead and stage terror attacks, feds, on yourselves. And, of course, you'll always get the warning to be out of the building, and other feds will notice that, or the husbands and wives of people you kill. We wish you wouldn't do it, but we just know how you are and what you're going to do. And the word's out on you, scum. All right, let's go to Nick in Mass. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I just want to cover two things quickly. One about the terrorist event that you're speaking of, and also about the earthquakes. This is Nick from lookupandwakeup.org. It's about the terrorist attack. I know they like numerology, like the Illuminati and the elites. I want to just give you a date, 3-8-2010. 3-8 is 11. 3-8-2010 is 23. And about the earthquakes, I've been looking at the earthquake.usgs.gov government site and, you know, reading about earthquakes, Japan, Chile, Philippines, yada, yada. But I've been seeing a lot of recent activity in California. And the Haiti earthquakes, the epicenter, the depth of the epicenter was about 10 kilometers, they list. And the one in Chile was 30 kilometers deep. Now, obviously, there were 8.8 and 7 point, whatever it was. But the California epicenters, the depth of their earthquakes are 1.9 kilometers deep, 2.5, 0.9, 2.2, 2.5, even though their earthquakes are pretty small. If there is a chance of a large earthquake in California, the epicenter doesn't look like it's going to be too deep. So I think that's
all right. I got to jump. I got to get to other callers, but I appreciate your call. Look, the Earth has natural earthquakes, is all I'm saying. Everything doesn't have to be a conspiracy. But it is true the government admits they have these weapons, so it could be. I don't know. We're watching it. Thank you, Nick. Tim in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's you doing today?
Good.
Good. Well, my question is, I've been listening to your show a lot lately, and I noticed the key point you and along with Bob and Webster and a couple other guys make on the air is going through this revolution against, you know, these criminals, we need to go about this in a peaceful manner. My question is, how far are we going to let these guys, you know, go and get away with stuff before the violence, you know, I mean, really needs to start taking effect? I mean, it's just a matter of time.
Well, here's the deal. We're defeating their Copenhagen Treaty. We're defeating their swine flu fraud. We're defeating all their hoaxes, their health care. So if we're holding them back peacefully and starting to have traction, and they're going, oh, they're going to be violent, oh, they're going to be violent. We know the feds always stage attacks against themselves. They've been caught over and over again. It isn't smart strategically to start violence. And plus, I mean, who do you target? Most of the people in government are idiots, like the general public. We have to reach out and wake people up peacefully, but also defend ourselves from tyranny and expose tyranny so people know how to recognize it. I appreciate your call. We should have a whole show sometime debating this and opening the phones up about it. Spirit of 1776, last caller we have time for. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is the Spirit of 1776, and thank you so much for inspiring us and our movement on Long Island. I just wanted to say that this Dylan Radigan piece that you have on PrisonPlanet.com exposing another shill who's demonizing the Tea Party movement, and I just wanted to thank you for all your efforts, and may the spirit of liberty and freedom live on forever.
All right, God bless you, my friend. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That is, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. And I meant to plug, we're now on XM Radio weeknights for 1 hour. We hope they expand it on channel 158, 8 p.m. Central. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.